Welcome, everybody. This is the Allow Love Show, and we're so happy you're here. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted to have your presence today. Rod is a trans channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone. So he's a clear channel for the answers to your questions from whoever's coming in tonight. It's always a nice surprise. So let's get started.
Hello, dear one.
Hello.
This is Avon Ma.
Avon Ma.
Yes.
Okay.
A-V-O-N-M-A.
Avon Ma. Okay. N-M-A. Very good. Thank you. And where are you from or what's your background? Have you had an incarnation on the planet? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am from the Pleiades.
Nice.
And my specialty is healing.
Oh, great. Okay. So your specialty is healing. That would be healing of all kinds?
Indeed.
Physical, mental, spiritual, everything. Emotional,
yes.
Everything. Okay. Very good. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start with questions?
Many of you have requests of spirit, and you ask for whichever it is, but then you want to specify how that occurs. When you do that, you totally limit the possibilities of response. I am suggesting that you simply allow the response to come.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And it's usually fairly subtle, so people have to pay attention.
Oh, indeed.
Yes. Okay. So people then tend to block what's coming because they've decided how it ought to come. And it would be better to just be quiet and listen and pay attention. Is that what you're saying?
I think you may have heard this word before. It's called allow.
Allow. Yes. Yes, I think so. It is a very magical word. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Good. Okay, well, we have Cindy on the line. Cindy?
Hello, hi, how are you? There's a YouTube channel. It's called Secure Team 10. And he has people that send them videos of all types of spacecraft and lights coming down and everything. And he's being threatened by the deep state. Could you please put protection around him?
If he will allow it.
Pardon?
If he will allow it.
Oh, I'm sure he will allow it. He's concerned, and he's put it on YouTube that he's concerned about the threats. So,
well,
and he's just there to help
wake
people up of what's happening with the spacecrafts and the beams of light and all the different phenomena that's happening at this moment.
Of which there is quite a bit.
Okay. And then Janice, my friend, she fell and broke her ankle. And it's appropriate that you're here today. She's very spiritual. And will you please help her ankle heal quickly? She's in a lot of pain.
Is she in agreement with this request?
Yes. Her husband has been doing Native American rituals because she can't get up and walk around we talk about this stuff all the time. And yes, she'd love to have her ankle healed quickly.
And so be it, dear one.
Okay. And then Cobra talks about Pandora in his messages. What is Pandora?
It's a consciousness.
Okay. Is that coming to Earth or a consciousness helping Cobra and the Alliance?
The latter.
Okay. And then Cobra has said that they've now been given permission to use what they use the term Thor's hammer on the surface of the Earth and possibly, I guess, inner Earth. And it's also been said that the event cannot get here until Cobra and the Alliance has finished doing everything they need to do. Do you think they'll have it done in a couple months, 60 days?
It'll be a bit longer than that, but not a lot.
Okay, like 90 days?
A bit longer.
Okay. Okay. Mary, these are questions you might want to jump into. People are calling for charges against Mueller because what he's doing to Trump. Is there anything going to happen against Mueller since he's just prolonging everything? Or is this part of the plan that Trump has?
The latter.
Okay. So it's just to prolong things so they can get more documents and inside information, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's rumors floating around that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Theresa May, will be arrested soon. Is this true?
Absolutely.
Okay, because the Tories in the UK, the MPs, they just blocked the release of files documenting Theresa May's involvement in the Windrush scandal. Is this to protect themselves because they're involved with this scandal?
Yes.
And this will backfire on them also?
Certainly will.
Okay. Will this occur with Theresa May within the next 3 months?
Yes.
And then President, or I'm not sure if he's President or Prime Minister, Macron of France, and his what they call his illegal government, they're looking to arrest him soon. This will be happening also?
Yes. Although
and is it in the same time? Sorry.
Although he's been better at negotiating his terms of surrender.
So will this happen within the next 3 months?
Yes, my dear.
And same with Merkel, the head of Germany. Will this same thing be happening to her within the next 3 months?
The same thing will be happening, but it will take a bit longer.
Okay. Mary, just to let you know, when he answers, he sort of fades out towards the end of his answer.
Okay, we do the best we can.
Okay. In Turkey, the president, REP, R-E-C-E-P, IP is Rogan. Is he good or bad?
Yes.
Yes, I asked. Oh, he's a mixed bag?
Yes.
Okay, will he be released, replaced soon because of the elections are going to be occurring there?
Yes, indeed.
Will it be a person that's for humanity that will win?
There will be more of the light, shall we say.
Okay. And then in the country of Jordan, they're revoking the citizenship for dozens of senior Palestinian authorities and Fatah officials, including the president, Mahab Abbas. Are these people working with the nasties? Is that why they're getting their citizenship revoked?
Yes.
Okay, now this same Palestinian, Mahmoud Abbas, he wants to rule over the Gaza Strip, and which right now is controlled by Hamas. What's going to happen there?
That is going to be part of a peace agreement that nobody can fathom at this point in time.
Okay. Is that going to happen within 6 months, the peace agreements, or sooner?
Thereabouts.
Okay. The rumor has that the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of the Saudi Arabia has been assassinated, that he's dead. Is this true?
No.
Oh, goody. Because he's a good guy, correct?
Correct.
So why are they letting these rumors go out?
Fear is the major food for those who do not have humanity's best interests at heart.
Oh, that's why they're putting the rumors out?
Yes.
Okay. And then the Saudi and Israel, Turkey, Iran, Egypt, Qatar, Iraq, Syria, and other regional powers are lining up against them. Is that true?
Not exactly.
Ah, so what is actually happening there?
Power is shifting.
Okay. Okay.
And it's shifting in a good way.
We know that the Galactics will not let any nuclear warheads or bombs be set off. Are they just trying to scare people, saying that's what the bombs, they were nuclear bombs set off in Syria?
Yes, it's again create fear and feed the
okay.
Dark forces.
And then it's be. Oh, I'm sorry. What did you want to fully say?
I said, create fear and feed the dark forces.
Ah, okay. And then a rumor has that Pope Francis will be doing a child sacrifice on June 21st. True or false?
It's true that there is a rumor that that's going to happen.
Okay. And
is the rumor true? No.
Pardon?
Is it a true rumor? No.
No. Okay. And then the Pope removed all the Knights of Malta that were in power at the Vatican. Is this good or bad?
It's the result of a power struggle between the Pope and those of dark forces.
So this was good that he did this?
No, it's not, no. But he didn't have a choice.
Okay. And then in the state of Wisconsin, there's going to be something called Dark Sky, and it's supposedly a mock emergency where the National Guard, the police, the Red Cross, fire departments, they're going to go through five counties knocking on everyone's door. This is from May 15th through the 17th. And they're wondering, why is this happening? Because similar drills have been done in different locations that happened, for example, 2 days before Hurricane Harvey and then the same day as 9/11. So are they planning something to happen within a few days after doing this?
They're simply not telling the whole truth about why they're doing this.
And what is the truth? Are you able to say?
You won't like the answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
It's an attempt to remove firearms from the population.
Oh, so they need to hide them. Okay. Okay. And then there's a person that puts out information that's happening. It's called on YouTube X22. Is he a good source?
Reasonable, yes.
And what about SGT?
Yes.
That's a good source? Okay.
Correct.
Okay, let's see. I have to read real quick. Why did they really want to remove the chaplain of the House of Representatives? Paul Ryan had removed him, but now he's been brought back in because the Democrats are screaming about it. Was there a legitimate reason for this?
Was there a legitimate reason for them wanting him gone?
Yes.
Yes, there was.
But now that he's back, is that good or bad?
It ain't good, darling.
Okay. And then the European Union has now banned within 6 months a certain pesticide that harms all bees. Is this a major blow to the nasties?
Yes.
And will other countries follow suit that are not part of the European Union?
Yes.
Okay. And then South Africa has a new president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Is he a good guy?
Reasonably so, yes.
Okay. And rumor has, I do not remember if I asked this question last week. Rumor has that Vice President Cheney has flipped and given testimony against his former bosses in exchange for a pardon. Is this accurate?
Yes.
Oh, goody. And then there was a major explosion and fire reported near the Bush home in Houston, Texas. Same time around the funeral footage was being shown. Who caused this and what was the purpose?
it was another faction, if you will, of the dark side.
The dark side did this?
Yes.
And why?
Because they believe they're better.
Oh, okay. Another rumor, Mueller is going to do an unsealed indictment against Hillary and others named in the indictment. Is this true?
Partially.
And what's partially mean?
Part of it's true.
Okay. Is there a possible time frame you can give us when this will occur?
Before Spiritual New Year.
And I forget what day that is.
September 1.
September 1. Okay. And then Dylan Radigan, he was a former MSNBC host. He's running for office in New York State. Will he win?
Not exactly.
Is this good that he does not win?
Where humanity is good.
Oh, great. Okay. And then Turkey's officially demanded that the Federal Reserve returned all this, their gold from the Federal Reserve Board. And it's probably connected to the top CIA operative, Andrew C. Brunston, who is a spy, supposedly. Will the Federal Reserve Board return the gold to Turkey?
Well, there is going to be a considerable readjustment of finances around the world, dear one.
And about how soon will that be happening?
Within this year.
Okay, and this one talks to your family group. There's a person on Twitter, Haba Mor Tegeta. He is saying that the Palladians have advised Trump to allow the JFK files released. Is this accurate?
He has been advised to release them, yes.
So this person, Haba Mor Tegeta, is he a good source for information?
Sometimes.
And so is he a mixed bag,
Cindy?
Or he just doesn't? Yes.
Cindy?
Yes?
We have a caller, Carol. We'll be back with you.
Okay.
Okay. So hang on. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
Hello,
Jillian. Hello, good evening. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. I am being connected with my sacred soul partner through this channel. But apparently this is not going to take place for a couple of months. And I'm wondering, in the meantime, if I can somehow connect with him over the telephone. I've been trying to send him my phone number, ESP or whatever you want to call it. Is he getting that message?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So he will call?
Surprise, surprise. Yes.
Thank you. And I have a really bad pain right through the center of my back. Could you shed any light on that area right there?
want me to respond to that?
Yes, I do.
I recommend that you intend and perceive that you are supported.
So I'm still not feeling supported.
That you are supported by spirit, that you are supported by people, that you are supported, period.
Thank you.
No, you're still not. But you can change that.
I'm sorry, what?
But you can change that.
The fact that I don't feel supported, I can change that to feeling supported.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I do seem to have a problem in that respect. Thank you very much for pointing that out to me. I do appreciate it. And I believe that's all my questions, and thank you very much, everybody.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, Cindy, come back.
Okay.
Are you there?
I just have two more questions, and then I'm done. Back in April 24th, 1964, supposedly some beings by the name of Eben, they landed and on at an Air Force base, and they were going to take 12 American astronauts, but they didn't that time, and they took the remains of their dead comrades and they left, and then they came back in July of 65. And supposedly these astronauts left with these Evans. Is this a true story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did the astronauts stay there, or did any of them come back to Earth?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Did all the astronauts stay on the Evans planet, or did some of them come back to Earth?
Some came back.
Oh, okay. And then is there anything you want to tell me personally?
Cindy, yes? We have a call. Marion, we'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome, Marion. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, dear one.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Fantastic, and yourself?
Fantastic, except I have these chronic coughing spells, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice on that.
There are herbs that you can take, or tinctures of herbs that will help with that. Echinacea is one of those.
Okay. I'm currently taking some essential oils and doing some emotion code with it, but they're almost like a text. They just, something triggers it, and it's almost like an asthma attack, but it's coughing. Okay. I'll check out some herbs then.
Yes, please.
Echinacea. Okay. And then there's a gentleman named Kent Dunn who claims he is Palladian, and I wondered if his updates were accurate.
Reasonably so, dear.
Okay.
Not completely, because it's very difficult to be completely correct all the time.
Okay. When do you see me able to divorce and allow my husband to and myself to move on?
When do I see that?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay.
You're done. You know you're done. He knows it.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the situation to be to the point where we can move forward.
May I suggest that you can find a way to move forward and separate?
Okay. All right. I will look at that. So
please do it. Please do it.
And would it be a good idea for me to look for work of some sort?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Although I would hope you wouldn't call it work.
No, just something to do for income. And would that be in this area, or would I be looking to move?
The latter.
Looking to move?
Yes, you need new energy.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome, Dylan. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Marion. Okay, Cindy, you there?
Okay, just one other last question. Well, actually two. Are you able to read my thoughts if I give you permission?
I would rather you just tell me.
Okay. Just a moment. What do you want to tell me, that if there is something you want to tell me?
You are soon going to be having a great deal more clarity about everything.
All right.
Will that be okay?
Pardon?
Will that be okay?
Yes. I'll just have to wait and see what it is, won't I?
Yes, my dear, you will.
Okay. Namaste. Thank you. And that's all the questions I had, Mary.
Namaste.
At the moment.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. How is COBRA doing in progress? One report he put out recently was that the chocolate bombs weren't all gone, but we've been told they are all gone. Is he just trying to make the dark still think they have a chance or something? So he's kind of holding his cards to his chest, so to speak?
Yes, well, it turns out that the dark side isn't the only one that can put out disinformation.
Yes. So COBRA has a purpose in saying what he's saying.
Correct.
That's a positive purpose.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, the unification of the Korean Peninsula looks like it's coming. And there was a report that the reason, the real reason that North Korea is stopping the nuclear testing is that the mountain that they were using in order to contain the radiation is collapsing or has collapsed because of the explosion. So they can't really do it anymore. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. And I think you would have to look at that and say that's a good thing.
Oh, yes. That is a great thing. Mother Nature helping us out, right?
Yes, and herself.
And herself, yes. And on top of Trump's pressure on him, that these two things are causing him, Kim Jong-un, to change his tune and at least be more cooperative and do something more sane. Whether he actually changes as a person or not is his problem. But
correct?
It is correct.
Okay. All right. This is good. So now that the nasties don't have the North Korea-South Korea problem or area that the CIA has really been running, so now they're focusing on the Middle East, right, to try to create World War III?
Yes, they are.
Yes, doing everything they can because it's really their last chance, is it not?
It's their last hurrah.
Yeah, because they have no place to go, and they've already lost. It just hasn't played all the way out, right?
Correct.
Yet. Okay. Okay. There was a report that the U.S. Coalition is pulling out of Syria so that they won't oppose the Russians going in to help the Syrians like they have been. Is this true?
Yes.
Good. That's good news. Yes.
It is.
All right. This is good. Okay. Okay, there was a wonderful picture of during the Macron visit that showed him giving the nasty sign for the cabal, but that Melania was wearing all white, including a white hat. Yes.
Yes.
Quite a contrast, was it not?
Indeed.
And it delivered, the message got delivered?
Yes, it did.
It did. Okay. Okay. So Macron was trying to show, I didn't give in, I'm still on your side. And Melania is saying, no, we've won. Okay, very good. Okay. Is Macron going to be arrested in France soon? For, I believe they have some crimes against him, yes. Some evidence of crimes.
At the start, yes.
Okay, so has he been involved in a lot of the nasty stuff that Satanistic rituals and the pedophiles and the child slavery and all that.
And much worse.
And worse?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty bad list. Organ trafficking? What else could be worse? Don't go there. All right. Okay. Is it true that the Rothschilds have actually been providing Iran with money and nukes to try to create instability there?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And so Macron has pretended to support the Iranian nuclear accord, but really doesn't, right?
Correct.
Okay. Does Iran still have neutron bomb missile that were given by Bush and then Obama refused to accept them back? Is that true?
That is so.
That's true. They still have them. Okay. So what's going to happen with those?
When sanity prevails, they will be transformed, shall we say?
Yes. Well, the Galactics could change them now or anytime. Yes. Just neutralize the nuclear stuff, right?
But whatever is done has to be for the highest good of humanity.
Yes. That's true. So, in other words, this has to play out a little bit further in order for the total benefit to humanity.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. What is happening with Paul Ryan? There's a report that he's been purged out of office, but I haven't been able to keep up. There's so much going on, and we've had so much going on, it's been very difficult to keep up. What's the real deal with Paul Ryan?
He's dancing on his way out.
Okay. So he's trying to pretend everything's fine, but he's being shown the open door, right?
Correct.
And that is a good thing, is it not?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm told that Trump...
Talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, yeah. He's a nasty.
Yeah.
Yes. He always been a nasty? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay. Okay, there was a report that Trump and Macron planted an oak tree, but the tree is now missing. Is there any truth in this?
Yes.
Why is the tree missing now?
Because the act offended people who have been harmed by Macron.
Oh. So people here in the U.S. of French descent or emotional ties or whatever went and took the tree,
yes.
Like MR, Midnight Requisition, went and just helped themselves to it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Theresa May, we said, will be gone soon. And Amber Rudd, another person there, is also gone. Is Jeremy Corbyn going to be elected in Theresa May's place or appointed? I'm not sure how that works.
He will head a new government.
Okay, so there's going to be a bigger cleanse than just a change of personnel in an office.
Yes.
Okay. And he's a good guy, is he not?
Yeah.
He is a good guy. That is excellent. Okay. Okay, I'd like to be clear about the Vatican situation. It's my understanding that Pope Francis, when he took over, had a good mission and a good purpose, but that he's been co-opted somehow over the months. Yes?
He's been blackmailed. What? He's been pressured. He has been curtailed.
Everything. Okay. So he hasn't. Is he still emotionally committed to wanting to do a good job, or has he really had it?
He's just wanting it to be over.
I bet it's a nightmare.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So there's a financial person named Pell that is supposed to be coming to trial soon for the financial situation in the Vatican. Is that true?
That is so.
That's true. Okay. And the Knights of Malta, are the Knights of Malta basically a good organization, or are they part of the Jesuits, just another arm of the Jesuit stuff?
They're absolutely good.
Good.
They're absolutely positive.
Okay.
And they're for humanity.
Okay. And that the report that the Pope now has control of them means that humanity lost this one. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So it is true that the entire Vatican is going to be cleaned out and closed at some point, is it not?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Pope Francis was charged with that, but he's not going to be able to carry it out, probably.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Okay. Alfie Evans, the baby that apparently was murdered by a hospital.
I like your cat.
Oh, isn't he a wonderful cat?
He is magnificent.
He is.
I can see why the host calls him that.
Yes.
He is, in fact, magnificent.
He is magnificent. He's our hero. Yes, our cosmic cat. Commander of the universe. He gets it.
He really
gets it. Yes. We're very fortunate to have him.
Yes, you are.
He's a wonderful cat. Okay, Alfie Evans, the baby that apparently was murdered in the hospital in England or Europe or somewhere in the... what's the real story there?
Revenge.
Revenge against the parents?
Yeah.
Okay, because the parents were wanting to do everything naturally. They were fighting the vaccines. They were making all the moves. And it's reported that this particular hospital has a history of really
negative actions against humanity. Is that true?
Some could even call them bizarre.
Bizarre. Well, someone did call them a horror hospital.
Yes.
Okay, revenge against the parents. That's very sad. So was it done also to harvest the baby's organs and...
Oh, yeah,
them
why
don't,
not,
that,
while you're at it.
Well, yeah, why well, I did that too. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure there are other babies that have been targeted the same way and just haven't had the publicity. That's...
Correct.
Yes. So the actual, as sad as this is, the publicity that's going around is good to expose more and more
yes.
of this and expose that particular hospital as well for doing nasty stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Project Veritas, which I understand is a pretty good organization.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Has exposed... a New Jersey situation where the Board of Education and the principals and so forth have made it clear that they're going to protect teachers at all costs, even if it hurts the children. And this, too, is being exposed. Is this an actual truth that Project Veritas has found and exposed?
Correct.
Okay. Why in the world would a Board of Education... Well, corruption is everywhere, right? That's the answer. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And even places that aren't totally corrupt, usually the good people are in the minority. So when a vote is taken, they don't have the power to stop something not good, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Okay. I didn't understand the story about the chaplain of the House of Representatives that Cindy brought up. What has happened there? I'm not clear on that. Is it such a minor thing? It doesn't matter.
This individual is not a person of the light.
The chaplain?
Right.
Okay. All right.
And therefore, he was taken out.
So this is a good thing.
That was a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That he's been brought back is not.
So is it mostly Democrats that have brought him back?
Yes.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Okay. The whole lawsuit that the DNC has filed, is that's just shooting themselves in both feet, is it not?
That is the correct expression for that would be suicide.
Yeah, this could destroy the Democratic Party entirely, could it not?
Yes.
Okay. And actually, that could be a good thing because then people could migrate.
For your country, it would be.
For the country, it would be a very good thing. People could migrate to Green Party or Independent or whatever. Pleases them better once they get informed and get off the Democrat train. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. So it would be good to see it go down. All right. Okay. There's a report that the highest autism rates are found in countries that have the most forced compliance of immunization. Is this true?
Absolutely.
Absolutely true. Okay, I felt it was true, and I want to read the report in detail. And more is coming out about the dangers of the vaccine, which I'm very grateful for. Are more parents waking up?
Yes.
Good. It needs to be faster, but that's good. Okay.
Oh, it is gathering strength, like you would not believe.
Oh, good. Good. So finally... some sleepers are waking up to something.
Yes.
Even if just something because of their children they care about, whereas the politics they're not so awake on, but it's coming. It's coming.
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay. Michelle Wolf, who did apparently a really nasty roast at the White House Correspondents' Dinner of Sanders. Did Michelle shoot herself in the foot with this, or was everybody there in compliance with her?
Big hole in foot.
Big hole in foot. Yes. Okay. So basically, she went too far. If she had kept it lighter, I mean, you can do a roast and be funny without being cruel, but apparently she crossed the line into really no-no areas.
Let's put it this way. If she looked over her shoulder, she couldn't even see the line.
Got it. I got it. So she's not long for any kind of position of power, right?
Correct.
It's bye-bye. All right, that's good. Okay. I have one other question. No, maybe two. Senator Mark Warren and Dan Jones, who supposedly is pro-Trump, there's a story about Natalia Veselnitskaya. I murdered that, but that's close. who's a Russian, admits that she was a Russian spy, basically, in a meeting with Trump, an informant. She calls herself an informant, which is just another nice word for spy. Yes. Okay. Is it good that this is being exposed, and is there any truth in there?
Yes, it's good that it's being exposed.
Okay. All right. And how is Trump holding up? Is he doing okay?
He's doing good. And we support him, you know.
Oh,
it's not like he's doing this alone.
Oh, no. If it weren't for you, the Palladians, and some other galactics and so forth, the good stuff would not be happening, because it's just too big a job for humans to take on, was it not?
It is humongous.
Humongous, yes.
As you said.
Yes, humongous, very humongous. Okay, I have one other question. My last question is, a friend has been offered a $25,000 unsecured loan through a website named America One. Unsecured. And is this a scam? Is it real? Is it a good thing? What's going on with this America One unsecured? Probably.com.
Run, don't walk.
Scam. Scam. Okay, that's good to know, because, yes. All right, thank you. All right, Avon Ma, is that correct?
Yes.
Avon Ma, okay. The Palladians, thank you so very much. And we're very grateful for all you Palladians helping us so much at this time. I know there's other civilizations helping too, but
yes,
you
indeed,
guys are pretty much front and center at the moment, and have been for some time. And I'm very, very grateful. And isn't it because you all went through a lot of this stuff many eons ago and learned, and now are helping others? Is that true?
It's because of who we are.
I like that. Okay, very good. Okay, Afanma, do you have any last words for our callers and listeners?
You can.
Okay. That's good. That applies to a lot of things.
Indeed.
Yes. Thank you so very much. We're very grateful for your presence today. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, namaste.
Namaste.